It's the real thing, one of the most famous brands on the planet. As Janie Gould tells us, Coca-Cola used to be bottled right here on the Treasure Coast.
Forget 2-liter plastic for a moment. There was a time when Coke came in 6-ounce glass bottles. You remember those little green bottles with the skinny necks? William Pop Cross ran a Coca-Cola bottling plant in Fort Pierce back in the 1930s and 40s. Carrie Sue Ray is his daughter.
My daddy had one truck. They sold so little Coke, they took it everywhere. My daddy's district went as far as Winter Beach and as far south as Drew Stewart and west to Hee-Haw Junction. And when they would go out there, it would be an all-day thing because it was all dirt roads and the truck would get stuck. It would be a real ordeal to take maybe 10 cases.
Were these in the little bottles?
Those were the 6-ounce bottles. The syrup and the water was up above the bottling part. The bottles came in on a conveyor. You could see the bottle being filled with the ounce of Coke syrup and the rest with the water, and then the cap would be fastened on, and there was a man standing at the end of the conveyor belt, and they would pick up 4 bottles, 2 in each hand, and lay them over a light to inspect, make sure that the bottles were clean and there was nothing contaminating in that Coke. Those bottles were washed with really hot, hot water. They went on a conveyor through a regular washing process with really strong soap and a drying process there, and then went up and around and just followed the circle. The syrup comes in and the water comes in and the cap's put on. Occasionally it would get stuck and it would break the bottle all to pieces.
I wonder how many bottles of Coke it produced in a day.
I don't know how much, but he could have told you exactly how many ounces of syrup they used because they had to keep very strict inventory. My dad could look at the way they had the Coke cases stacked and count them. All of it was 6-ounce bottles, and they were a nickel, and a carton of Coke was a quarter. At first, you had little wooden cartons where you bought 6 Cokes.
Do you have any of those?
I did, but over the years, my things have disappeared. I wish I had all my Coke stuff. I had little trucks with Coke bottles on. And of course, they made everything. Pencils, clocks, tablets, every kind of advertising thing.
You were saying that the Cokes that had just come off the assembly line tasted better.
It was much better. It was still really cold from the cold water that was used to mix with it. When I grew up, I had all the Coke I wanted, you know, which, of course, was not too wonderful health-wise later in your years. We didn't know that. It was just good, and we just had whatever we wanted.
Did you have it with every meal?
No, but I had it there in the refrigerator, or I stopped by the Coke plant and got it as it came off the assembly line.
Was it a hard sell to sell the public on Coke as opposed to other soft drinks?
I don't think so. Eventually, people got to realize what a good drink it was. At that time, there were places that would buy 1 case at the time, and my daddy would take them 1 case if that's all they wanted. But eventually, we had 4 different trucks going west and south and north to sell Coke. And there was one place on the beach. By the time he left there in 1945, we had the big amphibious base, and they were selling thousands of cases of Coke. But before that, he had to really work to sell to the grocery stores. My mother was not allowed to buy groceries anywhere that they didn't sell Coca-Cola. And we didn't dare drink anything that wasn't Coca-Cola because there was a Knee-High bottling plant here, too.
Brand X.
Exactly. And we just thought it was so good to sneak that because they made these great big tall bottles. And we just thought that was wonderful. If your daddy didn't catch you.
That was Carrie Sue Ray of Fort Pierce. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
Pause for a Coke. Ice cold. Coca-Cola.